Baba Basra Daf Nun Hey Yom Ed Beis, page 55, side B. V'derech HaRabim, and the place where the public goes, it's a place with the horses and the wagons that are wide 16 amah, v'derech HaYochid, or a place that is wide 4 amah, so Shvil HaRabim, and a passageway, a narrow place where people walk with their feet, and a lot of people walk there, Ushvila Yochid, and a narrow place where which one person walks there, Hakavua, which is set that is customary to go there in these passes on a permanent way, whether in the summer days or in the winter days, because it's a place where they don't sow and they don't plow there, and there is no worry that the seed will get ruined. So these things that were mentioned in the Mishnah, they interrupt in between the fields to obligate peya, that these edges of these, each one of these fields, he has to leave over the peya. And the Rabasi and the Ravin disagree in the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. If also a Meitzer and a Chotzov interrupt with regards to peya, just like they interrupt for the chazok and the assets of the ger. Rabasi holds that they don't interrupt because since the fields are close to each other and the meitzer and the chotzev are not considered to be an interruption between two fields that are connected in order to obligate them both in payas, two separate payas. However, with regards to chazokah, they do interrupt. Why? Because logically he has to hold on in them a good chazokah without anything that divides them. Because even in one field, Shmuel disagrees, and he says, we learned before in Adalim Dalef, that if he dug a small hole in order to purchase the entire field, he was in Koine, only the place where he dug. So how much more so when there is an interruption, any interruption, even if it's a Meitzer and a Chotzov, that you need to make a Kinyan in each one, according to all opinions. But the Ravin says, no, that they do interrupt, because he doesn't make a distinction between Peya and the Chazokah in the assets of the Ger. And just like by the Kafar's Chazokah, it's considered to be a Hefsik, an interruption. So likewise, with regards to Peya, it's a Hefsik. So if you place the Chotzov and the Meitzer in between, so then you need two separate Peyas. The Gemara now is going to explain what is the application of Meitzer Chotzov with regards to Tumah. So the Gemara says, Tumah Mayi, what is the come out from this interrupting of the Meitzer Chotzov with regards to Tumah? The Gemara answers the Tanakh, because we learned in the Mishnah, in Taharis, Perigva Mishnah, Hanichnas Lebiko, one who enters into a valley where there's a lot of fields, B'Moysa Gishomim, in the winter, then the Bika, the valley, is considered as a private domain because the fields are sown them, and a lot of people don't walk there because they would ruin the growth. And so Vituma Besoda Plonis, and there's a known grave in a specific field in the valley. The Omar, and the one who entered there, says, for sure, halachti lamokim alos, I certainly went to the valley, but v'eini yedei mechnasti leisim mokim, but I'm not sure if I entered that place where there is the grave, im lav or not. So Rabbi Lezer mitahir, Rabbi Lezer says he's tohir, v'chachomim mitahir, Chachomim says it's tohir, as will be explained, the reasoning following this. So the Gemara explains the reason of Rabbi Lezer. Shohay Rabbi Lezer aimer, for Rabbi Lezer says, in the Taharis Perigov Mishnah Dalet, Sofik Bia, that if the Sofik is whether he ever came to the place of the Tumah, Sofik Bia, so then we assume that he is Tohir. Because there is here a Svek Svek, a double Sofik. Number one, the question is, did he at all come into the place of Tumah? And number two, even if he came there, the question is, did he touch the place of Tumah? Did he touch the Tumah? And a Svek Svek, we go lenient. Sofik maga tumah, but if the sofik is only if he touched the tumah, in other words, he definitely came, but we're not sure whether he touched it, the din is that is tumah, because then there's only one sofik, and a sofik tumah b'rishus ha'yochid, since at the time of Mesa Gishomim it's a rishus ha'yochid, the loch is if you're not sure if you're tumah or not, then you become tumah. And the chachomim that make tumah also by the sofik, if he came to the place of tumah, they say tumah. They hold that since that he for sure went into the valley, there's only one sofik. Did he go to the place of the grave and he was mahil on it? He was he leaned, he was over it, and he became tumah or not? And the fact that the field is divided into portions, that doesn't add any doubt, because all the field is like one, the whole valley is like one field. So in the view of Rabbi Lozer, there is a machlokes between Rabbi Asi and Ravin, in the opinion of Rabbi Yechanan, when there is a chotzov or a meitzar in between the fields that are in the valley. According to Rabbi Asi, the meitzar and the chotzov do not interrupt between them. So even Rabbi Lezer is going to be metam in this case, because it's like one field that there is a grave, and he definitely went into there. It's only one suffix, whether he was mahil, whether he went, he rested over the grave or not, whether he went over the grave or not. So therefore, it's only one suffix, a suffix maga, and there will be tome, because the yachid suffix maga is tome. But according to Rava, the meitzer and chotzev will be considered interruption between them, and therefore it's two fields. And this would be called, according to the Rabbi Lezer, a sofik bia, because we're not even sure if he ever came to that field. And then the second sofik is whether he touched it, it'll be toyer, because since there are two fields, and we're not sure if he went into the field that has the grave, and therefore it'll be a svek svek. The Gemara brings down now that Rava disagrees on Rabbi Yochanan whether a meitzer and a chotzev are interrupt with regards. That Rabbi Arz and Rabbi Yechanan, whether Meitzah Chotzah would be an interruption with regards to Shabbos, as will be explained. The Gemara learns out like this, from the fact that the Rabbi says, Never Rabbi Yechanan, Anamad Aleph, he said, Afilu lepei vetuma, that even for the dinim of pei and tuma, it's considered an interruption, that he holds that a Meitzah and a Chotzah would be considered an interruption of pei and tuma. With regards to the assets of the ger and pay and tumah, abu l'shabbos. But in order that they should be considered, the meitzer and the chotzev should be considered an interruption between two properties with regards to Shabbos, loy doesn't hold so. So Rava argues and he says, Omar, Rava says, feeling in Shabbos, even with regards to Shabbos, it will be hafsek. And the Gemara is going to explain the disagreement. Further on, one of the 39 halachas that Shabbos is prohibited on Shabbos is taking out something from one domain to another domain. This is in the Gemara Shabbos, I give him an aleph, and it says in the Mishnah over there in Ayinvav Amud Beis, Masechta Shabbos, that the amount that you take out, which would obligate you for carrying on Shabbos when we're dealing with food, is the amount of a kegregris, the amount of a fig. And that is a dried out fig. And so the Gemara brings a braisa in which Rabban and Rabbi Yossi argue with regards to taking out food items on Shabbos from one domain to the other domain. And in the view of Rabbi Yossi, Rava disagrees on Rabbi Yochanan with regards to the interruption of a meitzer nachot. The Tanya, we learned in a braisa on Peyavad Aleph in Shabbos that if a person forgets that today is Shabbos, and hoitzi, and he took out a food in the amount of a chatzi groigris, a half of a groigris, which is a half of the shear that you would be chayv from the rishus yochid to the rishus rabim. He takes it out to the public domain, v'nichon, he places there. V'chaz av hoitzi, comes back to the rishus rabim chatzi groigris acheres, and he takes out another half a groigris from the rishus rabim of food out of him. So the din is that if the two taking out were behelam echad, they were done with one forgetting that he didn't remember in between taking out from the rishus yochid rishus rabim that today was Shabbos, then it'll be chayv achatas. Because since there was no knowledge of the isur, of the prohibition, which would interrupt between these taking outs, so that is considered as if he took out one whole Gregris, a whole Gregris at once, from one domain to the other domain, from the Shiachit to the Shiram. However, if he takes out these two halves, Bishnei Halomis, in separate forgetting, in other words, that after taking out the first half of Gregris, he remembered that today is Shabbos, and then he forgot again before he takes out the second one, then it's Potter. Because the knowledge of the Isser in between the taking out is interrupted between them, and it's considered like two separate mistakes, and since each one is a half, and there's not enough shear, so you'll be Potter. Rabbi Yossi disagrees, and he says, Behelam Echad, that if it's with one forgetting, meaning not realizing in the middle that it was Shabbos,